Reverend Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
That was a punishment, and I deserved it.
Tim Lanning.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Mike Bachman.
We're getting fit and active on tonight's episode.
Good visual joke to start things off. Come to twitch.tv/geeklyinc, and then you can see Mike Bachman flexing with his Nintendo controller, maybe?
It's my cock ring.
Wow, you got a big cock.
It's not big, it's just thick.
Okay.
I never said it fit.
And since it's Jennifer and I's 8th wedding anniversary, Jennifer is not on the podcast this evening.
Is that true?
Yeah, today.
Today is your anniversary?
Yep.
Why are we recording?
We had to. Someone.
We could have figured something else out.
No, Jennifer's sick, so she's just going to watch Star Trek and Bon Appetit videos on the couch. So, we were not recording tonight, she probably would have done that and then gone to bed at like 9. So, anyways.
We're here on it's a little bit weird because I'm going away for a couple weeks, and so we're doing some stuff early. It's not important for you.
Twitch, two episodes have not been released to where you are, by the way. I think we said it better.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's going to be exciting. So we've got lots to talk about. Let's forget all the promotion and jump right into the D&D game.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
Just kidding.
Dice giveaway.
We are giving away some Die Hard dice. Because Die Hard Dice are wonderful, and they give us dice to give away to our patrons on from patreon.com. And you can get your own Die Hard Dice at dieharddice.com. Beautiful metal dice. We love them so much. And the first one goes to Natalie M-N from Chicago, Illinois. You just won a set of dice. Hit us up on Patreon, and I'll shoot that code over to you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Does anyone else have anything they want to talk about?
Continuing on with Descent to Avernus, we're playing every Tuesday at 2 p.m. If you're listening to this when it comes out, we'll be traveling for the next two Tuesdays, so we'll not be on Tuesday, but every Tuesday... for the most part, at 2 p.m., we're playing Descent into Avernus. So the weeks that you're hearing it, it's probably like a Wednesday or something. But twitch.tv/geeklyinc. It's fun.
Yeah, check it out.
Yep.
So this is the 11th, you say?
The 11th.
This is the deadline. We are very close to the end of the Roll for Streetwise Kickstarter. If you haven't pledged yet and you want to hop on that and hear some of this music, please do that. That would be very much appreciated.
Yeah.
Rollforstreetwise.com.
Don't deny the world Mr. Bachman's music.
Because I want it.
Please. It's for us.
If it doesn't get funded, I will never sing another note again. Oh my God. No, I take that back. We started losing pledges. People are canceling. Oh God. That backfired.
Lantrin? You don't pay until the Kickstarter ends.
Yes.
So you can just jump in there right now.
Yeah, very much, very much so.
It has to get funded first, and then after it ends, then they charge everybody.
That is true. It's almost like you've done this before, Michael.
Once or twice. Yeah, so go check out that Kickstarter. Okay. Who wants to roll a D20?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I rolled a 7.
5.
I rolled a 19.
Yes.
Mike Bachman, what happened last week on the Greetings Adventurers exclamation point podcast?
You didn't say the comma, Michael.
Yeah, well, Michael. Yeah.
Greetings, comma, Adventurers exclamation point podcast.
Which one of those letters are capital? I don't know.
You don't need to do that.
The G and the A.
Okay. One of the Tobies. I can't keep... Okay, so...
It's simple.
One of the Tobies, I think Toby Prime, went to a library. A lot of shit happened there. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan went to a bar. Even crazier stuff happened there.
The ska bar.
Ska bar. And then Scud and Lonnie and Toby 3?
Yes.
Went to get a card back.
What did Toby 3 do?
Toby 3 was there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really do anything. He just came with us.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we were going to get one of the bone cards back. I don't remember what happened in the library.
Yeah, what did happen in the library? You researched stuff.
Yeah, I don't think much happened in the library. I think you just sort of...
you learned some things.
I don't think so.
We're really selling this last episode. If you missed it, go back. It's a banger.
Go back, man.
It's a banger.
I forget, but it was so important, and we loved it, actually. So I'm looking forward to reading the recap. Are they up yet? I don't think they are. But
probably, no, I think he holds them until
which is
the episode
fair.
Goes live.
I love Mr. Red. It was really cool and important, and I think we learned a lot about how cool and important the... you also pulled something where, like, the only copy of this book was stolen by the Ballista twins. So that was awesome. I laughed pretty hard at that. But yeah, it was. I think we kind of negotiated the thing of, like, there's a few things that you told us that you didn't currently know, but down the road, Toby and Eckhart will know it because you're like, because you literally said to the answer of, like, I don't know what this is. Like Michael.
Oh, you asked for, was it like a religion question or something?
Yeah, like I was asking about necromancy. Like, is it weird? Because, you know, like sometimes super technological societies go from, oh, this is evil to actually you can do whatever the fuck you want. I'm a weird libertarian narco state. And probably some other stuff too. I don't remember.
That sounds right. Sweet.
Jennifer did give me access to her notes though. Because she takes the best notes, and it's mostly skanking focused.
There's a lot of skanking.
Yes.
Mostly skanking.
Oh, Scud used the evolution bone.
He did use the evolution bone.
Yeah.
What happened?
Akio turned into Akio. This is a very, very large, spiky bone golem.
Right.
Which don't go looking that up. It's not in the rules.
Right. Bone golem.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we said we were going to figure that out.
Yeah, we should have probably done that.
I did. Don't worry about it.
Someone else.
All right. So who should we start? Should we start with? Well, I think we'll start. We'll start with Hobie. Hobie is made of pumpkins and not snow.
No.
Pumpkins. And he's drinking a beer, I think.
Yes. Hopi's second or third beer, depending.
And apparently Rowan has gotten really, really into the music mm-hmm. and stuff. She just can't help herself.
Well, when the skanking starts, you know.
Yeah. So she's dancing with who do you think she's dancing with?
Hadar Canalis?
Oh yeah, that's his name.
Did we kill all the horny dragons?
I don't think she would be into him.
Oh really? I don't know. Rowan seems to have chaotic preferences. I have no idea. Are you saying you're just gonna pick out of the hat like one of our random back characters? I'm just like,
no,
hey.
I was gonna invent a new character.
Okay. I don't know. It's Tim Lanning because it's our anniversary.
Oh my god!
Just kidding. Rowan is not Jennifer. She's more of a shitbag.
I'll just start reading random characters from the Greetings Adventures wiki, and you can Niles Blackwater.
No,
Father Tierney.
What if it's like a baker from the local Baker's Guild, gets off work early. She has black hair with a streak of gray in the front, and her name's Glare Kravitz.
I like it.
Which is a
wait. No, let me. No, that's not her name.
Oh, you're Patreon-ing? Josh gets in the chat is like, what if it's Tater Tot or Bragas? I think Bragas is dead.
I think
Tater Tot's dead.
I think it's I think her name is Bunifa.
Bunifa. Okay.
Yeah. And but in every other way, Bunifa is exactly how you described.
Okay. Maybe it's like her name tag is Bunifa, but she just does that because she doesn't want weirdos following her home from the bakers.
Oh hell yeah.
That could be it.
Guild zone. So
that could be it. Oh, and then now they're making out.
Oh, no. Classic.
Wait, what about Verona?
What about Verona?
Damn.
I mean, yeah, I got no inclination that they were steady or even dating.
I mean, she gave her sunglasses.
That is true.
That is true.
Can't argue with that.
And yeah, I mean, Hobi is communicating all of this to Toby. And Toby is basically communicating back, just stay with her. She's good. She can take care of herself. But even though she has a strong exterior, she has a, you know, a lover's heart, a weak lover's heart.
She's a wild heart.
Yeah, wild heart.
A weak, enlarged lover's heart.
She has a heart murmur. She's like, she needs to be anti-grinched. She needs to get that heart 3 times smaller.
She's in perpetual atrial fib.
Yes. If anyone doesn't understand the reference, we've been watching Bon Appetit videos, and Claire on that I think the term is we stan forever, so...
Nice. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, so are we going to go to Toby now, or do we... I think we should probably see what's happening in this volcano, huh?
Yeah, like I said, like, Toby has nothing else he wants to do. I think he just wants to poke around the library and talk to people, but honestly, unless there's any hooks you want to throw away, it's literally Toby just asking how gears work in this world, or how they got an engine to work. Tim Lane doesn't have anything super pressing.
Uh-huh, and so these teeth... They go around the wheel.
You use blood?
Oh. Is there any way to make it flow up the walls? Okay, so we're in the volcano.
You entered the volcano.
Yeah, we did. Through the top.
You got down to the bottom. I believe there was a number of stones that you could jump across.
Oh, and the lava monster.
And then a being of flame erupts
flame.
From the lava.
Yeah, and then we beat it. You don't remember?
Nope, I don't remember that.
Huh.
And boy, what are y'all going to do besides rolling for initiative?
What?
Toby 3, a.k.a. Trey, goes, now remember, you have those sending stones if you need to get help from the rest of the crew.
We shouldn't need that. We've got a bona fide Toby here.
I'm not a bona fide Toby. If I use a spell slot, it's very difficult for me to get it back.
Grade A Toby.
So I can use this dagger and some cantrips. And in certain emergencies, some other spells.
Who would like to roll initiative?
I would. I meant to make simulacrum versions of all my Tobies.
That's weird.
That's like so Inception.
Toby 3 might be just as powerful as Toby 2, but Toby 3 can't get his spell slots back.
Why? Wait, ever?
Michael and I have worked it out where basically I can put money back into him. But besides that, no. Because he's a copy.
Weird.
Weird. Trey got a 20.
I got an 18.
Oh, shit.
Skeleton's got an 18. Scud got a 1.
Oh,
you're echoing. Is that all your skeletons?
Oh, I hit the wrong.
I like it.
What about now?
You sound great.
That's better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just normal.
Okay. Yeah. Scud got a 1.
Okay. Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Flames. The side of my head.
Thank you.
I still don't understand the reference.
Clue. Mrs. White.
I love Clue. I've watched it 20 times.
So, he is going to cast a fireball.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember you have those potions of fire resistance?
Shit.
Well, someone does. Probably Rowan has them. Or Lonnie might have one. Who's to say?
I have a resistance.
Okay.
If someone needs it. You want it?
No. Trey is expendable.
Oh.
Actually, no. A wall of fire erupts, blocking off retreat.
How thick is the wall of fire?
1 foot thick. That's real. That is real.
Damn! Do my boots get me through 1 foot, or is that the max 1 foot?
Well, it's fire, so anyone can walk through it. They'll just be burned to a crisp.
That's true.
Yeah. Can you re-describe the room again for me, please?
You are, you're in a volcano. There was a pathway down the side, inside of the volcano. You got to the base. There is a pool of lava in the middle. You're on the outer edge. There's a number of stones you can, like, walk across to get to the other side. There is an entrance on the other side that theoretically is the entrance to this lair. And it is like an oven in here.
How big is the, like, area that we're standing on? How much of that is safe?
So there's probably, like, a 40-foot by 40-foot safe area that you are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more like 40-foot by 30, whatever.
Not important.
I think the whole thing is like 120 feet around.
Cool.
Trey, what are you going to do?
Can Trey make an arcana check to see if this thing's immune to fire?
Sure.
Trey got a 27. Have I read any lores about these creatures?
It is immune to fire.
Trey's like, well, everyone, good luck. Ta. And Trey will cast Minor Illusion, which will make a copy of Trey going like in a punch, like a RPG idle animation, and will start running away. And as soon as he gets in front of the wall of fire, he will cast Misty Step in order to teleport 30 feet so that, and if he can get up to I'm assuming the way you said we got from the top of the volcano and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's going to go as high up as he can to like cut some of the running away situation.
Okay. Cool.
And then run his maximum speed of 25. Ugh, so slow.
Lonnie.
Michael, I'm going to ask this. I'm going to assume that maybe the answer is no, but is there still fire? There is still fire around us, correct?
Yes.
Can I run inside the fire so fast that I create a vacuum that sucks the air out and kills the fire?
Hell yeah.
This is science.
That would be so cool, but unfortunately, you only run at 60 miles an hour, which, while being very fast, does not create a vacuum.
You got me there. Okay.
Depends on how big the circle is.
Well,
true.
Now we're back at it again.
I mean, he told us, but, you know.
Shit. Just crushing flash dreams right and left.
No. Damn. Where's Toby running to? Where's Terry running to?
Trey,
I'm sorry.
Please.
Terry.
Terrifying. Terrific Terry.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, Toby 2 is now called Terrence or something. I don't remember.
Terrence, I believe.
Which is long for Terry. Isn't that interesting? Toby 3 said goodbye, and he's just running. He's going back the
way
he's
just leaving. Yeah. Okay. And how far away is the bad guy?
He is sort of – he's probably just a little bit – like maybe 10 to 50, I'll say 15 feet from the edge of the like super safe area.
Okay.
But you can definitely get to him if you want to.
But I have to go through the fire.
No, the fire is behind you, blocking off the exit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking it was like a ring of fire, like around, like it circling around
both
us. Both
me
sorry.
And him wanted to do that, but it was okay. Not big enough.
It just did. Okay.
Michael, you shouldn't lie.
Well, I would like to, I want to go attack him then.
Okay, great.
I would like to give him punch. So since I cannot run around the fire, I will just run up to him and I'll run around him so fast that I'll take his breath away.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then I'll just like, maybe a punch to the throat too. I'll like, every time I come around, I'll like wind chop him like this.
He is like 30 feet tall.
I'll run
He's
up 30
feet
too.
Tall.
And Michael,
I run around his neck.
I'm sure in your compendium that you've created for our world, you know how long this ifriti can hold their breath, right?
Yeah, of course.
Does a attack 17 hit him?
A 17 actually does hit him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you really surprised
me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, he's big, right?
Yeah, he's very big.
Yeah. It's true.
So you just punched him?
Just once. The first
She's
punch.
She's a monk.
Oh,
don't
here,
just say just. How dare you?
I'll punch him again. Well, shit.
Well, so when you punch him the first time, you take 17 fire damage.
No.
No. Michael, no.
Okay. Well, then I would like to, in the middle of this, use key points and become invisible. So he doesn't see me, and I'll only take half damage. So I'll take my 17. I'll take my 17.
Now, why would you take half damage?
Because I'm resistant to all damage except for force.
Oh, okay, so it's a damage resistance. Got
yeah.
It. That's so cool.
Okay, second attack is a 12. I don't think that hits.
That does not hit.
He will take 14 damage.
Nice. And that's bludgeoning damage?
Magical bludgeoning damage.
That helps.
Yes.
That helps you. At this point, he erupts and creates a blast of heat that fills up the entire volcano.
Oh, I love it.
Michael.
Is anyone holding a metal object?
Wait, Michael.
No.
Wait, Michael.
How do we know?
Don't.
Well, if you have like a sword.
Oh.
Or wearing a metal object.
Wait, no, I'm not.
I mean, I have a dagger at my belt.
No. It does not count. Everyone make a constitution saving throw, please.
Is this magical?
As this wave of heat blasts over you.
Oh, constitution?
Constitution.
Yeah. 25. 23. Thank God I took... everyone's giving us so many bits right now, including Nika. And Bachman. I love it.
And Bachman started it, and I just wanted to beat
That's
Bachman.
So, true.
So I came.
If we get a lot of bits, I'll rip out my eyelashes with a tweezer.
Oh.
Or with some of these pliers.
Oh.
Oh my God, those are needle nose pliers.
I love to get 10 cents.
In Yakuza, you can do a heat action with a pair of pliers and you jam it into someone's mouth and tear out one of their teeth.
Yakuza kills so many people.
He's never killed anyone.
I love to pick up a motorcycle and throw it on someone.
He's never killed anyone.
Mm.
How does Scud do on his constitution saving throw?
Scud's doing it now. 18.
Scud gains one level of exhaustion.
Wait, hold on. I haven't added yet. It's constitution, right? I get a plus 4. 22.
Oh, nice. We had 22, 23, 24. Or did you get 25, Tim?
I got 25.
Oh, okay. Dang. Jennifer would have gotten a 24.
I can't believe you just tricked me into saying what happens.
Bully, bully.
All right. Nothing happens.
Hell yeah.
I'm doing the Green Ranger whistle thing to call on my friends.
Or whatever it sounds like.
Skellington.
Yeah.
It's your Skellington attack.
Okay.
Should I be Skeleton for October?
Oh, man.
For October.
That's what you should change your Twitter to.
For all of October, I'm going to be Skellington.
That's what you do, my Bachman.
Okay, so my two skeletons are going to, they got the bows and they're riding on the shoulders. They're going to hop off and in midair they're gonna both fire their bows.
Okay.
Here it comes. Here comes the bows. First one is an 11 to hit. Don't mean to brag.
That misses.
Second one is less than that.
So after that attack, so that's the skeleton's attack, right?
Well, no, because that's two of the
that's
skeletons.
Two, okay.
I roll their initiative all at once, but I still got the bone golem. All
right, do the bone golem. We'll do this for fun.
All right. The bone golem, it's got a special trait called a false appearance. So if it's motionless, it appears to just be a pile of bones. And so a lot of monsters like, I don't have to worry about that. It's just a pile of bones until it starts moving.
Oh shit!
And it's gonna go. It's Michael. I know that technically my skeletons are not allowed to talk, but in this case, I feel like it would add a bit of flavor.
Right.
We could say the name of its attack.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely not.
Not, of course not.
Michael. Okay, so he's gonna go.
Bone shard.
That scared me.
Hawkman, you're scary.
Which is great because it misses. It did an 8.
Oh, that's too bad.
Did it get it?
Nope, you missed.
Well, guess what? It attacks twice, Michael.
What?
Another bone shard.
That's pretty good because that's going to be a 21.
That hits.
Hit. Okay.
1d8 plus 3.
What kind of attack? Can you describe what's happening when it bone shards?
No.
No. No. It's basically one arm has like a, because he's got spikies like all over him. Mm-hmm. And like, so basically he kind of will fling out his arm real slow because he's big. And then a bone will fly out, like one of the bone spikes will fly off to attack. And another one comes out in its place because he regrow. Plus 2d6. Okay, so 1d8 plus 3. So that's 10 plus 2d6. Necrotic. 17 damages.
17. And so the, what is the piercing part of it?
Piercing part was 10.
Okay.
And then 7 necrotic.
Cool. All right. So you, the piercing actually does half damage.
Shit.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, and then another just baking burst of heat washes over you all. Please all make a constitution saving throw.
16.
19.
How's a 6 grab you?
What the fuck, guys?
Lonnie and Scud gain 1 level of exhaustion.
Yeah!
No!
What's that do?
No!
The idea of Lonnie getting exhaustion is hilar to me.
It gives you disadvantage on ability checks.
Uh-uh. It gives me advantage?
Disadvantage.
Advantage on ability checks. This is great.
I love the idea. I'm so sleepy, I'm gonna climb this ladder quick.
Oh my god.
Cool.
Okay, cool.
Oh, that's fine. Whenever I make an ability check, attack roll, saving throw, or have disadvantage on a roll, I can just spend 2 key points and cancel it.
Nice.
I love it.
Can you cancel mine?
No.
Okay.
Cancel culture.
Sorry.
Scuddy.
Oh shit, I forgot that I've got another character to play. Scud, his first bonus action, he's going to cast Spiritual Weapon. Yeah, he's going to cast that at 4th level. That's going to make us sword or something within 120 feet. He's within 120 feet of me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just roll that right across the face of my phone. It's probably not great. 25 to hit.
That hits.
Cool. 2d8 plus 2. That's 12 damage.
And this is your spiritual weapon?
Yeah, this is my spiritual weapon. That was a bonus action. We still got shit to do.
Nice. You got this.
I don't know.
You've got it like fireball, right?
Yeah. Why don't I just do that?
It's like backdraft.
I could do like I could do chromatic orb.
My dad's a fireman, and you're not supposed to talk about backdraft to me. I get offended.
Will he forever be mad at the movie Backdraft?
Yeah.
Was the movie bad?
They had sex on top of the fire engine. No one would do that.
What?
That's against the rules. That's against the rules.
Wait, are you talking about the movie or your parents?
Your parents had sex on top of a fire engine? And that's how you were conceived?
Yeah. That's my thing.
I'm going to do Chromatic Orb 5th level. 18 plus 13? Oh my god. That's 31, I think.
It's too many numbers.
That hits.
Okay, let me roll 7d8. Hold up. And it's gonna be water, Michael.
Oh, dang.
Dang, girl.
Hey, got him. Oh my god. That's 40 damage, Michael.
Jesus.
Holy shit.
Damn.
I wanna back up to the firewall.
What did you just do? Oh, Chromatic Orb.
Chromatic Orb, yeah. It's 5th level.
Got it.
What was that spell that Toby did that had the like rainbow dome around us?
Prismatic wall, I think? Or something like
yes.
That?
With the different colors where it was like purple arrows can go through but cannot go through blue.
Yes. Prismatic wall.
Yeah, that was annoying. Hated that. Made me mad.
I just realized that Toby 3 can cast level 8 spells but can't cast level 7 spells, I think.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's a copy of Toby and Toby casts a 7th level spell. So it's already, it can never cast a 7th level spell.
That's weird. Is Scud done?
I think so.
You just this wave of heat.
Michael!
Rolls over you all. And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Roll well.
I think you said I get advantage on this one, right?
No.
So.
This is technically an ability check. So.
Oh my god.
So you would have disadvantage.
Wait, on a saving throw is an ability check?
No, it's not. It's different.
Oh, yeah, it's a saving throw. Shit.
Fool.
Hell yeah.
I know that because some of the monsters in Descent to Avernus have advantage. And I'm like, this is broken. And then I figured it out. And I was like, this is still broken. But.
Okay. Well, how's a 21 grab you?
That grabs me.
Cool.
How do the other fellas do?
Oh, we have to roll again?
We all have to?
You all have to roll, yeah.
Oh my god.
Michael, would you fucking quit?
No.
Just stop it.
Gonna kill you.
I got a 21.
Damn, girl. I got a 25.
You all rolled so well this round.
I have a +8 to my constitution saving throw.
Good job, everybody. But... good job, Ivory. No, you all succeed.
So far, this Ifrit is just like, eventually I'll feed upon you. It's like Homer when he fought in the fucking boxing circuit.
It's a giant column of flame. All right.
All right.
All right. And it's his turn finally. He's like, this is taking forever.
Has this not been his turn? He keeps doing damage to us.
We should stop doing things, is my opinion.
Oh.
He takes a legendary.
Michael, does he have a voice?
He takes a legendary. His voice is like,
hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
I use helium to burn so hot.
I hate you.
Shimon.
It makes 2 slam attacks on... Lonnie.
Oh, that's rude.
Lonnie's invisible, right?
Yeah.
Same.
So he has disadvantage. Ha!
Turns.
How does he like it?
It turns and looks at Lonnie.
Oh, shit. You fucker.
It's got Lonnie vision.
It's got Lonnie vision.
It's got fast eyes.
Uh-oh. It probably sees like heat or something, right? It can only see heat. It is heat. Love to see heat.
Ooh, yeah. It's like infrared.
Yeah, bruh.
It's technically blind sight.
Check out my new show, Fast Eyes for Lonnie, you guys.
Yeah, so it attacks you twice. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. The first one is a 24.
Shit.
Yes, that will hit, Michael.
So I don't have to ask you if a 27 will hit.
You could, just be nice.
It does.
Okay, cool, cool.
That's fine, though.
But you have damage resistance, right?
Yeah.
So it's like you only get hit once, really, if you think about it.
I guess. Does it do the same amount of damage with each hit?
Yeah, I mean, I could roll it, but that'd take forever. So I just use the number that they give you. You take 18 bludgeoning damage, 18 fire damage twice.
Okay, okay. Wait.
So
it would be 36 damage bludgeoning, 36 fire?
Yes.
Okay.
So you just take 36 damage, right?
Yes. Yikes.
Instead of 72.
Yes. Okay.
Trey.
What up?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? All right. So Trey would probably see how shitty things are, right? Right? Right?
I mean, he can see what's happening.
Okay. So where I'm at right now is that the only cantrip Trey has is Firebolt. So now I can cast Silent Image. Okay. How about this?
Gonna have to use some spell slots.
What if I cast Silent Image and I make it as a igloo or an ice, a big thing of ice, right? And I want to make it around my two buddies, Lonnie and Scud.
Okay.
Obviously, it's an illusion. Not a big deal. What about this? As a bonus action, I can make it real. You know how I usually turn a trash can into, like, adamantium or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Do you think I can create, basically, ice around? Do you think the same way I can fuse a trash can with adamantium, can I make, like, a jungle gym or a igloo or whatever into ice? Do you want me to read all of illusory reality for you or what have
I
you?
I mean, if you can... make adamantium or
basically,
whatever.
Yeah, because the line is you can choose one inanimate non-magical object that's part of the illusion and make that object real.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do... Oh,
so you're saying, can I do it twice? Is that the question?
No, I'm literally asking... adamantium is weirdly easier than ice because ice gives off coldness or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to tell... What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to nullify... your exhaustion heat ray by making a illusion around Scud, probably, because I don't know where Lonnie is, in order to make some of the area that they're fighting safe by cold.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah.
I think that would work.
Okay. I believe, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe my simulacrum, you know the word I'm trying to say. I believe Toby 3 uses all my same features. So I can cast Silent Image for free, mm-hmm. and I can infuse it with coldness. So that's what Toby does. He has to maintain concentration, mm-hmm. if that helps.
Okay.
And then he is going to continue to run another 25 feet trying to escape.
Okay.
Is his turn. He's like, everyone, cool out, baby. Also, good luck.
Cool off, sucker.
So yeah, what do you guys think? What's like maybe underneath you, I make some sort of structure, and I would love your opinions on it, where it's big enough that it's sort of like cooling the air around you, but not in your way, if that makes sense. Do you guys have any ideas? Besides that, I'm just thinking of those, like, you know those weird, on the playground, those like dome.
You're just looking for flavor?
Yeah, just flavor.
I'm thinking in this wall of flame, it creates like a magical like window unit or like
okay.
air conditioning unit.
Michael, how about this, Michael? I make a gun. And I infuse the gun with real, and the part of it that's real
gun?
Is real. A laser gun. I send D&D Beyond, ergo. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
It's a 15-foot cube, so I think Michael's allowing me to create a 15-foot cube of, it's colder.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
3 degrees cooler.
Oh, yeah.
It's melting quick, but I think you're going to be okay for a few turns.
Yeah, and I think every action or every round, I'm able to use my bonus action to infuse it again. So
nice. It glares at this Toby concoction.
It would just say a gnome, not a concoction. It doesn't, unless it has simulacrum sight.
Oh, I'm not saying he knows what you are. He just
okay.
glares at you.
Okay.
And then I need you to make a constitution saving throw. Which Toby is this?
Three.
Just Toby 3.
Constitution, you say?
Yas.
Shit, my first not good one. 13? Yes.
Ooh. You probably should have saved your other.
Hey, how about this? Toby 3 probably is still lucky. So Toby 3's eyes flash, and I'm rolling again. Fuck! Wait, 17?
You erupt into flames.
Did we lose a Toby already?
Taking 70 fire damage.
Holy
and
shit.
And you are on fire.
Like
you will continue to take damage.
Like in a cool, fun
like
way?
Like you're engulfed in flames.
Okay, 70?
70, yeah.
That is 7,000 gold to fix this, Michael. I hope you know that.
You can, it's just somebody has to take an action to douse the flames. That's all.
Can I take an action to do it?
On your turn.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is that all? Do we know that?
What?
All we have to do is take an action to.
Well, you can see him on fire and you know how to.
But he's on the other side of the firewall.
Right.
He is on the other side of the firewall.
And I'm like, oh.
But you know, you looks like you can just stop, drop, and roll him or whatever.
Toby probably would have told you that in front of Trey, like, me and Trey had a long talk. We're going to journal together. And I got attached to Toby 2. And me and Trey had a conversation. And Trey's going to journal. We're going to journal together. And Trey is fine getting horrifically murdered. Just fuck him up. Not a huge deal. It's not a big deal at all.
That's fun.
Anyway,
it's Lonnie's turn.
Okay. Well, having that knowledge, I would remember that. I'm going to attempt to hit Tall Fireman. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay, then everything else will hit. I have one crit. I can give you individual damages, or I can give you damage total.
Yeah, he's not resistant to magic, so.
Okay, let me add it all up.
Now, how many times do you hit him?
4, with one crit.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm going. Oh, I hit him every time, but.
Fuck,
I hit him every time, but I'm invisible now.
Mm-hmm.
Can't resistance, but he has to die. He has to die before we die, right? I don't want Lonnie to die, Michael. I'm so nervous.
Every time you hit him, you take 17 fire damage.
Dude, it rules. I love when a DM is like, I have one problem character that if I design an encounter for all of them, one just fucks shit up. How about this? I'll create a monster that is going to destroy Andy. Do you have any, like, darts or anything silly like that?
I have a sickle. That's it. I don't ever use it. I don't even know where it is.
We should buy you some darts. I wonder if, and this is, like, kind of just, you know, future planning after Lonnie, when Johnny comes out, I wonder if Lonnie is dexterous enough that she can throw ball bearings fast enough, like a fucking rifle.
She
am
should
I right?
be. She should I got be. My I max dex, so.
Yeah.
So that would be 68 damage to you, right? Or wait.
Is that halved?
That's no, 17, 17 times 4. Right?
That's 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's 68, so you take half of that. It's only...
I'll do it. 34.
Only
I'll take 34. My 34, and he can take his 65.
Sandra does art, just goes, she's got a fucking sickle hanging from her belt this whole time. Yeah. Duh, just because we didn't mention it.
Use it.
Toby has cat ears. It's come up once, but
sorry, how much damage did you do?
65.
That's a lot.
And this is a something to learn, those of you at home. If you're a melee character, always have a range option, even if it sucks. But I have no idea what Lonnie would do. They should give you like monk darts or something like that.
Hell yeah.
They're like lawn darts, but half as dangerous.
Yeah. Actually, maybe they should just give me lawn darts.
You should get lawn darts.
Can I have lawn darts, Michael?
Lawn-y darts?
Lawn-y
darts.
That's the funniest.
Okay, David, edit that so it makes it sound like I said it.
Lawn darts. Lawn-y darts. That's what Bachman sounds like.
Hell yeah.
Everyone is like screaming sling, and I'm like, why would you have a sling when you can just throw a rock? Yeah. Come on, everybody.
Okay.
That's my term.
All right.
That is my term.
Skeletons.
Ah, yeah, skeletons. The 6 seconds ago, the skeletons flipped off of the shoulders of Akio and did like a sweet backflip. They missed both of their shots, but they landed in like a, you know, like down on one knee, and they both fire again. And Jesus Christ, I'm getting rid of them. They don't do anything.
I might be able to take care of that for you.
I don't do anything. Some dice don't do anything.
So how's a 14?
That misses.
Well, hold up. How's another 14, Michael?
Let's say that they would hit, but they just burst into flame and turn into ash.
No, because then when I roll good next time, how do you explain that it hits them?
You hit it in the eye.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It kind of has eyes.
You were prepared, and I'm sorry I didn't give you enough credit. Well, But now it's time for Akio. And Akio is going to come up and roll a dice and go,
Bone Shard again.
That's 17.
That hits?
Hey. I'm just going to roll them both.
Do it.
That one's not going to. That's going to be 10.
Okay, that misses.
Yeah, so the first one. It's going to be 6 piercing damage.
Ouch.
Yeah. Oh, that's not great. Plus 4 necrotic.
All right, that's something.
Yeah. I've seen better, but yeah.
It's not nothing.
That's my turn.
And followed up immediately by Scud.
Scud. Oh, my God. Scud, you haven't even begun to dream of the things Scud's going to do in this turn. But he's going to cause his spiritual weapon to attack again. 22.
That hits.
Oh, there's my d8s.
While we're doing math, can we do our favorite segment of the podcast where I read Lil Nas X tweets? When I was young, I went to the Civil Rights March and Martin Luther King pointed to me and smiled. He said, make music and never stop. Well, look at me now. Martin Luther King died in 1968. All right, that's been our favorite segment. Tim reads Lil Nas X tweets. Thank
that's
you.
Like the inspirational stories where it's like a little boy was like his father was telling him he wouldn't amount to anything, and then Britney Spears like paid for his McDouble at McDonald's and was like is like, don't worry, you can be whatever you want to be, and they're like, that man was Steve Jobs. So it's going to be 12 damage from the spiritual weapon.
Nice.
I really wish that I was still Steve for a bit so I could just spit some water up on you, Tobes. But Trey,
thank you.
So I guess I'm going to do...
He's just burning and you smell pumpkins. I've heard of pumpkin spice, but this is ridiculous.
I could hit Trey with a water chromatic orb.
No, don't.
Cast it. I'm like, oh, we got to put him out.
You just knock him in the lava.
Ice shards.
Yeah, I'm going to do another chromatic orb. Here it goes. That's going to be 24.
That hits so hard.
Oh, my God. 35.
Nice. Okay. And that is Scud's turn?
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Great.
How does this thing look, Michael?
Yeah, Michael.
How does it look?
Yeah.
Is it bleeding fire?
If I had to, like, kind of size it up.
What's the color of the flames?
Can I do, like, a perception or something like that? I just want to...
Is
he looking bloodied?
He's looking bloodied-ish.
That doesn't sound promising. I don't like this. We have to run away.
Way ahead of you.
It casts Firestorm.
Is that good?
What the fuck is that?
That's Ronnie Raymond combined with the professor.
And Stein!
And Professor Stein.
It's a storm made up of sheets of roaring flame, and it appears in a location within range, which is 150 feet. Consists of 10 10-foot cubes, which can be arranged as you wish.
I love the spell.
It's like Minecraft, but fire.
All of you, everybody, do a dex saving throw.
Oh my god, dex is... As a necromancer, dex is my highest stat, so...
Okay.
I have to roll.
Nat 20. 31.
Nice.
Natural 16, Michael.
That fails.
Natural 13, Michael.
Fucking bullshit.
I roll for the skeletons, too.
Wait.
What? No, they're immune. What is it? What is the thing? What is he doing? They might be immune.
It's fire.
It doesn't matter, Bachman, if they're immune. If Michael tells you to roll, you roll.
Oh, I should have rolled a concentration saving throw before, but I'm sure I passed it.
I just looked, Michael, they're immune to saving throws. Which I guess would mean if they succeed their saving throw that it doesn't work. I don't know. 13? Should I roll for all of them individually?
Might be a good idea.
I got two more 13s.
That's a bad number.
What did Trey roll?
13.
Okay, so Lonnie.
You're full of 13s. Yeah.
Now, when you succeed on a saving throw, you don't take any damage, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Thank God.
Everyone else takes 52 fire damage.
Whoa, that's too many.
I have some bad news, everyone.
Can we
take a moment?
Can we just
throw a quick shout out to my boy Hugo, whomst I paid money. Well, I tipped after he made Toby art. Hugo, when you listen to this in a couple weeks, can you put just a comical large X over Toby 3, who is now Toby 3 is just engulfed in flames like an enemy of Dalsim from Street Fighter 2, and as this other wave comes out, you just see this blast of material come off the human or the gnome shaped ball of fire, and then the ball of fire dissipates, and you realize you see on the ground a scorched skeleton just start melting, and everyone pour one out for Toby 3. Toby 3's dead. I'm gonna delete Toby 3's character sheet.
Oh, I didn't mean to kill Toby 3.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, you didn't? You literally just... Well, okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think Scud actually is gonna take half damage because of his igloo. So he takes 26.
Yeah, because of the air conditioner.
Yeah, he takes 26 instead of 52.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel like that's a great place to end the episode.
Is it?
I guess. Hello, everyone. The thing that I do love to share are reviews. So, you know how there's 45,000 actual play podcasts? Well, a way that you could help us specifically is to review us. It's hard out there in the podcast zone. So, we've been very, very, very fortunate. So, as always, I want to let you know that you should be reviewing other actual play shows that you listen to and that you like. If you've already reviewed us, please go review the other podcasts you listen to, including our bitter rivals in the D&D 5e actual play space. Anyways, I've found where I need to go, so I don't need to vamp anymore, and here I go. Audrey A. from United States says, worst home grown produce podcast ever. Best D&D podcast ever. This community is the best, and their play style has really shown me a wide range of what is capable in Dungeons and Dragons. They feel like your five best friends with all the in-jokes and friendly bullying. Goddamn, we've did that so much today. A four-headed raccoon says, I just found an entire box of pizza in the trash. This show is more fun than fighting a Cerberus-style trash panda. I started listening at Arc 3 back in December 2018. After catching up, I went back to Arc 2, went to the beginning and started listening, and really only held in because I knew it wouldn't be long until Nika joined. It wasn't until I got to Okay Bye Goof that I decided I need to write a review. Keep it up, you beautiful people. What if the lore is, I'm mad at you if you don't leave a review until you're caught up, but more specifically, you have to listen in this extremely chaotic order. That's the best way to listen to our show. Old Man Weck from Australia says, best D&D podcast. I think this is the best D&D podcast. Michael does a great job balancing, keeping the players on track and letting them go off on wild tangents. Nika really gets into her characters' heads and as such has a soothing voice. Jennifer has some great sense of humor and as always makes me laugh. Tim is a real professional but can really cut loose too, but not as much as Mike, who seems the most adept at derailing Michael's constant railroading smiley face. Thanks so much for the hundreds of hours of entertainment. Dylan from Australia, mate. Cloaca Drinker 777, gross. Ooh. 7 out of 5 isn't an option. Began binge listening at work in February from episode 1 and almost to 200. Can't recommend the podcast enough. I've converted 3 people to the dork side, seems like a typo, and started my own tabletop game with friends. You guys are amazing job. I have some reference, like 500 jokes. They go on to say many nice things. Thank you. Jar Jar R. Martin from the United States says, wonderful escapism. I've been listening to this podcast since 2014. I probably should have reviewed earlier, but I just caught up. I took my time because I generally use Drunks and Dragons as an escape. They were with me through the last 2 deployments, my first semesters in college, wedding preparations, and my dad unexpectedly dying. The hosts are unrelentingly positive. It is one of the funniest podcasts I've ever come across. I'm grateful they hit me through some awful times. We always love to hear parts of these stories, and sucks that folks go through tough times, as always. GameGod69, Michael, I'm sorry. Thrifty, as a fellow DM and avid listener of the show, I sympathize with you for all the shenanigans your group puts you through. Everyone laughs in the end and has a good time. And the story you weave is great. Thanks for the many hours of laughter. Dragon Boner City says, Sly Flourish. Hey, guys, I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months now. And when I turned 15, I thought I should really steal my friend's phone and leave a review. Yeah, I know. You guys freak out when teens listen to your podcast, but I love it so much. Man. Tessan Block from the Netherlands says, awesome. I just started listening, but you guys sound so much fun. I'm downloading all this to listen to in classes instead of music because this is so much better. Listen to a podcast in class? Skeleton Whoa. Master 83 from the United Kingdom says, my best friends I've never met. It's intimidating to go into a podcast with 300 odd episodes. Do you start from the beginning? Or jump in and hope for the best? In this case, go right back to the start. If you do, you will not only follow a really fun D&D adventure, but we'll get to listen to the lives of a group of people who go from kind of knowing each other to best friends. You'll catch glimpses of the ups and downs of their lives, from their struggles with mental health to hearing about one of the members meeting someone, then later getting married and finally having a child. There will be laughter and tears, and at some point you'll realize that these people who live inside your headphones have become a part of your life. You might have never spoken to them or even know what they look like, but they're there, and when you need them, they're there. I love this podcast, and it's where I hide when the world gets a bit too scary. Thank you so much.
That's so sweet. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Those were very sweet.
Yes.
I love hearing the good ones.
We made it up to May 6th, cruising.
Hey. Dang. Almost my birthday. if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek. I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman and also at Roll Streetwise.
didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures, well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you finish taking your 5 million fire damage, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Tech Live, Shadowland 7 Codex, Special Spotlight, Morgana Rides, Shamanistic, and Hero Down are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Greetings, adventurers. It's me, Scud.
And me, Scud.
And what? I'm Bananas Foster.
And I'm Scud.
No, shiny round. No. You hold on, you wild William and Jonas from the band Glass Beach. I don't know if I like that.
What's wrong?
Yeah, what?
I just feel like you're encroaching on my territory a little bit, and it seems mean-spirited.
No, it's actually very flattering.
No, you guys are shitting on me, and I don't like it, and the only one that shits on me is me. Observe.
We're recording and we're live on Thursday evening. We're recording, but I still don't have a thing to say. Don't remember what we did last week. It's like I wasn't there. I don't take notes and won't be starting anytime soon, so I pray that I don't have to do the recap. It's a miracle.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That I'm here at all, where are my dice? It must seem like I don't give a shit, no really, where are my dice? I wonder what it's like to have a brain that works on my terms. Show for army wives and it all works out. Nothing short of crimes are rewarded with a growing pile of praise. But he too broke his, refused to change for any reason at all.
That song you just sang that we're definitely just hearing now for the first time and not a couple of weeks ago was pretty good.
Please don't swear. But you like it? It's just a little something I've been working on with the band Glass Beach that you both are in. We should finish it and make more.
Whoa, but don't you already do musical parodies for the show?
Those are dog shit. We do this now.
Sounds good to me.
Hell yeah, anyone else who can hear this conversation. I'm making an album of professionally produced original music with the band Glass Beach, and we need your help. The project is called Roll for Streetwise, and you can support it right now at rollforstreetwise.com.
I hate underfunded Kickstarter campaigns.
Okay, you gotta fucking stop.
What's a bad night?